to put up this chart because I don't understand. I want you to explain to particularly this group, because you got Mark Epstein lent him $100,000 or donated $100,000 a couple of years ago. You got all these other kind of sketchy individuals that have put money in or loaned money in. But then you've got this very prominent institution directly associated with Xi in the Chinese Communist Party, which I think has got to get anybody's attention, particularly when you have people like Schiff that was head of the Intelligence Committee. You got guys like General Bacon, a highly decorated Air Force general that now represents Nebraska, has become a pretty prominent voice in the moderate wing of our party. And you've got guys like Yago, who is going to be, you know, he's going to be a prominent player because he's taken on Sinema and maybe even Kerry Lake out in Arizona. So walk us through, put this chart up and walk us through, what are we looking at, and what is this institute, what's this group that's in the middle that you talk about, and what's their relationship to Xi?
The Taihe Institute, they're functioning as Xi's Council on Foreign Relations. They exist to spread Chinese communism and Chinese dominance throughout the world. They are a direct arm of the People's Liberation Army and of Xi's CCP. They are even operating research centers, which are effectively Chinese military outposts, Chinese philosophical military outposts in the United States and Germany. And the Humpty Dumpty Institute's reporting directly to them. And when they do, they're reporting to them how, through their public-private partnerships all over the world and through their parallel influence groups, how they are advancing the Chinese agenda, how they're creating Chinese opportunities for Chinese businesses, Chinese state-owned, state-affiliated businesses. They are reporting how the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative for CCP economic dominance is playing out. And this is through their league of affiliations. Through their personnel, they are linked to FARC. They're linked to terror, left-wing terror networks through South America. They are linked back to the former Soviet Union. This is a really nasty group, and they've twisted a seriously twisted web all over the globe. And it, as we were speaking in the last segment, Bacon, Gallego, they're both acting as congressional advisors. And Bacon actually went on a trip to Uzbekistan with the Humpty Dumpty Institute, where he met with their brutal president, who is operating child slave labor camps in cotton fields under the threat of death. And under the, this is a direct quote, the president of Uzbekistan says that when children and when farmers refuse to work, he will strip the slate from their roofs. He will take everything that they have. He will destroy them and he will give them the death penalty. I mean, this is the brutal CCP-aligned leader that HDI is brokering meetings with for Don Bacon.
Here, explain to the people, because they have, what's odd about them, they haven't raised a ton of money. I mean, most of these organizations, as Natalie said, sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars and spreading cash everywhere. They're peculiar in the fact that they've never raised a ton of money. And in fact, when Epstein's brother gave the $100,000, that was one of the bigger donations they had for that year. Do they, why would they have prominent congressmen on a congressional advisory board if they really don't have money to put to work? Are these guys, do they do these partnerships? Do they put deals together? Do they sponsor trips for these congressmen overseas? I don't see what the incentive is to have these prominent congressmen associated with something that, when you look at it, you look at your analysis, it just looks sketchy and kind of dangerous. So what attracts these congressmen, do you believe, in your reporting, to a group like this?
You know, HDI, they market themselves as a global middleman, as a global power broker, and they set up acquaintances, they set up meetings, they do facilitate trips all over the world. So when they come in and they set up their congressional advisory board, they suddenly link this congressman up with interests all over the globe, whether they be business interests, whether they be political interests, whether they be any other form of intel interest. You know, this is a group that that due to their PLA connections and their connections in Uzbekistan's foreign policy field, foreign policy sectors of their government, they are they definitely appear to have some very strange intel ties. And with a National File, with our partners at British Texan Research, we've really dug into this group, and they are shady. They've never raised a lot of money, but they've spread a lot of influence. And they have manipulated a lot of foreign policy, and that's what they openly cast themselves as doing. They set it up, and they let it play out. They're used as a vessel sort of for their CCP Taihei overlord, so to speak.
Frankie, how do people get to you on social media?